Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Todd Starnes here. Hour two of the big show. Great to have you with us. 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. The website, by the way, toddstearns.com. A lot of stuff going on. Our live show blog, links to all the stories we're talking about, including the breaking news stories. And we just posted on the website this video, the full unedited video of the controversial 60 Minutes interview with President Trump. Now, 60 Minutes says President Trump stormed out of the interview. It turns out that was not exactly the case. And you can see all of this for yourself on the website. CBS, not very happy with this. They have posted a very lengthy tweet basically saying that the White House broke the agreement they had with CBS News. And CBS says they will not be deterred. They will continue to provide full, fair, and edited reporting, no, contextual reporting, which presidents have participated in for decades.
You dumb bastards.
The president always wins. You know, it's like the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Every single day. Well, I want to go right now to the Liberty University newsmaker line. One of the great political pundits and broadcast radio journalist of our time, Ben Ferguson, hanging out with us. Ben, how's it going today?
I mean, you got a debate tonight. You got a mute button on the leader of the free world that's supposed to be the freest country in the world. You got text exchange obtained that show these business partners of Hunter Biden warning another business partner, hey, quote, don't mention Joe Biden being involved. It's only when you are face to face. I know you know that, but they are paranoid. And now we find out that apparently Joe Biden may even own part of a Chinese energy company. And then the Senate Judiciary has got a treasure trove of new information, documents sent to investigators from a insider who said, hey, I just think you ought to know what these guys were up to. They were peddling and selling influence, making millions doing it, acting like it never happened. And then the big question is, Todd, what is the over-under that the debate moderator will not ask a single dead-gum question of Joe Biden about his family, about these business dealings, about all the money he's been making, because it just doesn't fit the narrative. I think they're all in to just see, can we run out the clock until Election Day and act like this isn't happening? And then if Hunter Biden gets arrested, who cares down the road?
But, Ben, it may not be Hunter Biden. I mean, if we are to believe all of this information coming out from the emails, clearly Joe Biden, his tax records, the ones that at least that have been made public, do not reflect all of this this wealth and this treasure coming from the Chinese and the Ukrainians. And I'm wondering who else the FBI may be investigating here.
Well, I think they've got to be investigating. If you're investigating Hunter Biden and you look at these emails, how are you not investigating Joe Biden? Unless this is still the same FBI of James Comey that says, if a Democrat breaks the law, we don't investigate, right? If you have a server in your basement that has classified information, we don't investigate. If you're Anthony Weiner's wife and you've got a laptop with classified information, we don't investigate. If you bleach servers and phones, we don't investigate. I mean, you look at this Biden family insider, Tony Babaluski, he provided all these documents to U.S. Senate investigators. You know that the FBI has the same information. And this is on top of the fact that Rudy Giuliani has said that he called the Delaware police to say, hey, there's like child pornography on this computer. So there are two totally different issues here. You got one with the sexual nature of things that are on this computer. Now, imagine if any of these reports, just one of them, would have come out against Donald Trump's children, right? Any one of their laptops, you would have wall-to-wall coverage. Hell, you'd have ABC, CBS, NBC breaking into the soap operas to give you updates on the Donald Trump Jr. hard drive or the Donald Trump Jr. laptop. You get my point. But instead, I think they've said, okay, we have a lead in the polls. Is there enough of a lead to get us to November? And then we'll see what the real fallout's going to look like. But you could have you want to talk about reality. You could have Joe Biden be the president of the United States of America elect and be under investigation for tax issues, for foreign affairs issues with China. His son could be in prison like the other seven involved in that Indian tribe deal as well. Remember, he was the only one in that deal that didn't get indicted, which also screams corruption. And I think what you're now seeing is all of Hunter Biden's friends have had to face the music. And they're basically saying, okay, guess what? If we're going to prison for years, so are you, because you were knee-deep in this. Hell, without you, none of us would even be in prison right now. None of us would be investigated, because without you, we didn't have a business structure. The entire business structure, Todd, was based around selling to the highest communist or dictator, Russia, Moscow, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, the highest bidder to the vice president of the United States of America, Joe Biden. Without Joe Biden, Hunter Biden would probably be homeless and a crack addict.
And again, and it's what's not happening here, Ben, that we need to pay attention to. If you go out there and you accuse, you know, a vice president's child of being a crackhead who may have, you know, child pornography on his laptop, you better believe that cease and desist orders are going out. Lawsuits are being filed immediately. Strong denunciations. None of that has happened, Ben. Instead, they've circled the wagons. The mainstream media has shut down the story. NPR coming out with a public statement saying that they don't waste their time on stories that are not really stories. And you've got social media punishing anyone who dares share that New York Post piece or the Fox News piece.
Well, let's just talk about social media for a second. I mentioned this, and we've done basically my podcast every day. All we've been doing is going through these emails and exposing each day the highlights of Hunter Biden. And we noticed a few days ago that our reach on Facebook had diminished drastically. Our insights, which you can see when you have your page, you have your page, which has the same number of followers as well. In the last week, our reach went to 9,500,000. That's down 68%. Okay. Our post engagement was at 700,000. That is down, Todd, 72%. And our page likes are only 4,300, down 82%. So people reach down 68%, post engagement down 72%, and page likes down 82% in the last week alone. In the biggest week, with an October surprise, you're telling me that my page on Facebook is down 80% on average? That's nothing more than big tech saying, you Ben Ferguson, you Todd Starnes, we are not going to allow you to get your information out, your podcast out, your stories out, anything related to this election. We're going to shut down the reach of your page the weeks before the election. We may let it go back to normal after the election, but right now you're not going to be able to help Donald Trump get elected. You're not going to be able to help get this story out there. We're gonna literally systematically go into Facebook, find conservative leaders like yourself, and we're going to shut down your reach. We may not shut down your page, but your page is going to basically not exist until after the election. There's no way that I lose 68% of our reach, 72% of our engagement, and 82% of our page like numbers down in the week where you have the Hunter Biden story. You know that. I know that. But this is big tech saying, we believe we can run out the clock. You can subpoena us for shutting down the New York Post story. Remember, we're day seven where the New York Post can't post anything on Twitter. They've kept them shut out of their account. And I think what big tech is betting on, they have said, we are in so deep with Joe Biden right now that we have to stay with him through the election, because if the Republicans lose, they know what's coming, a massive investigation. And guys like you and I are going to have a big story to tell about what happened to us and our audience and our reach the days before the election, when big tech said, your story is not going to be seen.
Yeah, they've got to. I mean, Hawley and Cruz, they've got to move forward on this, and they've got to hold big tech accountable for what they've done here. It's just unacceptable. Ben, real quick, the debate tonight. There are a lot of conservatives out there, people you and I know, we're friends with. They're saying the president, he needs to be kinder. He needs to be gentler. He doesn't need to bring up Hunter Biden. What do you think the president's game plan should be tonight?
I think if there anybody that says that, they're probably had the first name Mitt, last name Romney. First name Bush, last name, you know, Bush. You get my point. I'm so sick of the hardcore, quote, GOP establishment telling the president what he needs to do. The president knows what he needs to do tonight. Yes. Do I think there's an art to interrupting? Absolutely. Do I think he interrupted too much in the first debate? Yes. I think being – I'm not a cheerleader. I've always said that. To my audience, I don't cheerlead. I tell you the truth. We didn't win the first debate. The president, he unfortunately – he tried to argue every point. And some points, you just got to get let go and hit on the major issues. I do think the president tonight has to bring up Hunter Biden. I think you can do it in a respectful way. I think you can ask direct questions of the vice president, like, are you saying these emails are false? Are you saying you've never made a dime from China? Have you ever made a dime from any of your son's business dealings? Have you ever been paid a fee for consulting? Did you lie to the American people when you said to them that you never talked business when we now know that you did talk business? Is that a body double in these pictures with you, with the leaders of Burisma and playing golf with Burisma and Kazakhstan leaders and Chinese leaders that came to the White House? Why was that meeting off the books? Did you not meet with any Chinese nationals in this meeting at the White House? There are certain questions that you can hit home where Joe Biden gets himself in a bad spot. Now, the other thing for Donald Trump, and I've said this to the campaign, your biggest gaffes that come out of Joe Biden are when you ask him a question and you shut up. Sometimes you got to give enough oxygen in the room to allow Joe Biden to say something stupid, just like he did with the issue of packing the courts, just like he did in the 60 Minutes interview. You ask a question and you be quiet, and you watch the big gaffes come from Biden then. So I think the president has to pick and choose his points. I think you've got to talk the facts, talk about Hunter Biden's ex-partner says Joe Biden was involved in the China deal, and read that quote of what he said. This is a guy, by the way, that gave to the Democratic Party. And get the lies out there. You know, don't forget, over and over again, if I'm the president tonight, I read the quote of Joe Biden saying, I never discussed business with my son or my brother. We know that's a lie now. That's where you start in on him, and you let the American people know that this man is more than likely being controlled by communist China. This man sold out the American government to the highest bidder, including Russia, including Moscow, and helped funnel money into America. And this guy was the guy that had to get a cut of every deal his son did. And that's what needs to be put out there. And the other part of this, I think, is going to come out after the election, Todd, especially if Biden loses, is, you know, Hunter Biden's the new bag man for Joe Biden for the last, you know, let's call it the last 10 years, right, since he got dishonorably discharged from the military. Joe Biden's brother has been the bag man for Joe Biden for the other 30 years while he was in the Senate. And that's the other part of the story that I think is going to come out, is at some point we're going to be able to go back far enough and realize that this isn't a new arrangement. Joe Biden has been doing this for every
For decades. And more importantly, the president needs to make the point and make the argument that American workers lost their jobs while Joe Biden benefited from the Chinese and those arrangements. That's what has to be conveyed tonight. Ben, I hate to do this. We're up against the clock. You know how this goes. Where do we send folks to get more information on all things Ben Ferguson?
Hey, you can follow me on Parler, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Ben Ferguson Show, Ben Ferguson Podcast. Download my podcast, Ben Ferguson Podcast. It's wherever you get your podcast. We're doing this 7-part expose exclusively on Hunter Biden's emails and what's in there every day. We're at number 4 today. We got 3 more coming. I'd love for you guys to grab my podcast, Ben Ferguson Podcast.
Fantastic.
Todd, as always, thank you.
Ben, you got it. We're putting up a direct link on our live show blog. Ben Ferguson, ladies and gentlemen, one of the best talk radio guys out there and a good friend of this program. Ben, thank you. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. We're going right to the phones. What do you want to see from the president tonight? What's the game plan? You're giving the president advice on what he should do tonight. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's the Todd Stern's Radio Show.
All right, folks, coming up in just a little while, Kim Klasick. She's running for Congress in Baltimore. And by the way, I want to welcome all of our brand new listeners in Baltimore on WCBM, great radio station, 50,000 watts of conservative power. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Clint, listening to us on 94.1 FM in the beautiful city of Lynchburg, Virginia. Hi, Clint, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Greetings from Virginia, the new California in the making.
Well,
Go ahead,
Clint.
I'm a 70-year-old independent Vietnam vet, and I will not watch this circus tonight. I told you, call screener, that as far as I'm concerned, only undecideds should watch this stuff tonight. But since I've been waiting to talk to you, I've changed my mind because I can. And I say nobody should watch it. Why? I don't know why we should add to the ratings. I don't know why. I know I'm not going to subject myself to what's going to happen tonight. We all know what's going to happen. We all know what's. I mean, she's got a mute button. I mean, you know, give me a break.
So she's going to. You think she's going to mute the president?
Absolutely.
Well, a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people feel like you do, Clint, that it's not going to be a fair fight. Look, the president knows that. We all know it. I mean, what gets me is that the Republicans continue to put themselves in these kinds of positions where they know that the moderators are not going to be fair and balanced. They're not going to be impartial observers. They're going in for the kill. And a lot of these folks are auditioning for jobs at CNN or MSNBC. And the same thing at Fox News. I mean, it's in all of cable news. Everybody's, instead of doing their job, they're all out there auditioning for, you know, to be the next Rachel Maddow or Anderson Cooper or, God forbid, Don Lemon. That's what's really going on here. Hey, Clint, thank you for the call. Appreciate you listening to us, and we love all of our great listeners in the Commonwealth of Virginia, as well as all of our other great radio stations. By the way, you folks in Jackson, Tennessee, we're going to be coming to your neighborhood very, very soon. We're going to have an announcement there as we continue to add more stations to the lineup, heading to 77 or 78 radio stations around the country that now carry this program. All right, coming up, Kim Klasick, who's running for Congress. By the way, Don Lemon says black men who support President Trump don't know what they're doing. He says those kinds of people cannot think for themselves. So we'll check in with Kim Klasick and see what she says about that. Also, Chris Cuomo, you know, the guy who says wear the damn mask. Turns out he's not wearing the mask in his apartment building. And we've got the letter to prove it. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. I want to say a very special hello to all of our listeners out across Nevada. The Nevada Talk Network have great 7 or 8 radio stations out there carrying this broadcast right now. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number, and the website up and running live show blog at toddstearns.com. I want to go right now to the Liberty University Newsmaker line. A good friend of this program, and we had a chance to hang out backstage in Atlanta at the Faith and Freedom Coalition event just a couple of weeks ago. She's running for Congress in Baltimore, Kim Klasick. Kim, good to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. How are you?
You know, I'm well. That was a fun event. I mean, you were real popular back in the green room. I know you were trying to get over to the snack table. They had delicious snacks for us, but every minute somebody wanted to get a picture with you.
I know. I couldn't grab anything, but it's all good. It's great. I love it.
Look, Kim, your campaign has just really exploded far beyond the district there in Baltimore, but it really is a national race in the sense that people are fed up. They're tired of the lies coming from the Democrat Party, and folks are just, they're looking for answers, and it looks like the Republicans are providing those answers right now.
Absolutely. I think, like we saw in 2016, this time around, there's going to be more voter unrest and more coming from what we call the silent majority. You know, I'm going against basically an incumbent. My opponent was in office from 1987 to 1996. He did nothing there but pass the 1994 crime bill along with Joe Biden. And what we see on the ground in Baltimore is basically the effect of the devastation that he and his Democrat policies have caused. And so now people are taking a good look at it. I guess I can thank social media and, of course, shows like yours that get the information out there to people. You know, people are paying attention. And I love the fact that, you know, so many people, like you said, on a national level has taken interest in our problems here in Baltimore. We outraised our opponent. We thought he was going to crush us. He only raised $184,000, and we raised $6.4 million just in the last quarter. So we're excited about that. We have a lot of energy and momentum. My team is out there 7 days a week knocking doors. And then, you know, my opponent, like many Democrats, take the votes for granted. And especially in Black neighborhoods, you know, they're not out there knocking doors or talking to people. So I think we will prevail.
Kim, here's my take on the Republican Party. I am a social conservative. I am a fiscal conservative. And there are lots of other Republicans who may not agree with me on social issues, where I stand on religious liberty. And I get that, and I'm okay with that. You know, there's a much, you know, if we can agree on the platform of our party and advancing those things, especially when it comes to, for example, the pro-life movement, you know, that's a good thing for me. And I respect diversity within the Republican Party. But then when you turn around and you look at the Democrats who claim to be the party of diversity and the party of tolerance, if you don't walk lock, stock, and barrel with them, then they throw you aside. And they did that to a longtime civil rights leader in Memphis, a Black conservative pro-lifer, served in the state house for over 24 years, and they told the guy, you're not a Democrat anymore because you vote with the Republicans on pro-life. Are you starting to hear from, all that to say, are you starting to hear from Blacks in your district, Black citizens? They're saying, you know what, maybe we need to give the Republicans a shot here.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that I actually touched on in my RNC convention speech. You know, when we first started knocking doors, and just so you know, we've been doing this for a year now because we had a special election as well. When we first started knocking doors, and I asked people, you know, what can I do to get you to even think or consider voting for a Republican? And they would say, you know, you're the first Republican I've ever met. And so I think a lot of times the Republican Party has written off these inner cities because they believe the individuals living there will just vote down ballot for a Democrat. So, you know, in some of these areas, we never even tried. So for me, this is like chipping away, but it's a great time because, again, this is when people are really paying attention to what's going on around them. We talk about the billions of dollars that's been sent to Baltimore City, and those individuals in these areas that need the money the most, they have not seen any of this money. You know, they couldn't believe so much money was sent to the area. And then we also have a problem with our education system. So we're talking a lot about school choice, and a lot of the parents in the area agree. You know, they want to send their kids to better schools, even if they're outside of their zip code. So what we're offering, obviously, career opportunities, like I said, the education. And then again, what President Trump talks about on a national level, law and order. You know, we've had over 300 homicides here every year in the Baltimore area for the past 5 years after our riots in 2015. And there are a lot of young children being gunned down in the streets right now. And parents just want something different.
No, they do, Kim, and I think we can all agree, no matter the color of our skin, we want the best for our kids. We want them to have a better life than we had. We want them to have those opportunities. And for decades, for generations, Democrats have been promising, and never delivering. And here we have a president. You may not like how he says it. You may not like how he delivers it, but he delivers. And I'm going to be very excited on Election Day to see how the president does in minority communities. By the way, and I want to get you to respond to this, Kim, I know that the president is doing well because cable media, the cable news channels, are coming out and they're attacking black men who are supporting President Trump. As a matter of fact, CNN's Don Lemon says black male Trump supporters are being bamboozled as if they can't think for themselves.
Right. And this is where I think we're seeing that turning point, right? You see Ice Cube, you see 50 Cent. I think today it was the rapper Waka, Flocka Flame. I don't know how he says it. But, you know, we're seeing a point where the left is basically saying, you know, don't listen to these black men. They're not smart enough to make these choices or decisions, and they don't know what they're talking about. So it's like, you know, they're throwing these cheap shots on top of it, and I think that is actually pissing a lot of black men off even more. You know, we have a lot of intelligent men. 50 Cent talks about the tax plan that Biden put out, how it would take him from 50 cents to 20 cents, and he's not okay with it. He shouldn't be. You know, they're talking about socialism all across the board. And, you know, that's not something that we want at all in the black community. We want to save every hard-earned dime earned. And, you know, what they want to do is add more government and, of course, more taxes. And the Republican Party saying, look, you can keep your money. You know, you work hard for that money. It's yours. And here is a better, higher-paying job. When we bring manufacturing and other things back to the United States that you can do. And so people are now paying attention. They saw where Trump was talking about investing $500 billion into opportunity zones in neighborhoods that were neglected by Democrats. And people are like, wow, you know, that's exactly what we need. We need businesses to invest in cities like Baltimore and other cities across this country. So I think, honestly, I think they said the last poll, President Trump was up 14% in the black community. I'm willing to say it has doubled in probably the past month. And we'll see even more numbers going into November 3rd.
Kim, real quick, what are you hearing from your constituents there in Baltimore? Is your message resonating with them? Let's talk about some of the polling data out there.
Yeah, so this is, you know, it's quite shocking, and I know my opponent must be scared at this point. You know, typically in this race, the Republican is down 50 points, and this is in Maryland's District 7, in which I'm running. Right now, internal and external polls are saying we're down 12 points, and then there's 14% undecided. Now, you put that on top of the fact that we raised millions of dollars thanks to amazing people across this country that have supported this campaign. I mean, we're looking at this as a win. President Trump just mentioned us again yesterday. That's his fourth time the past month. I really do feel like we have the momentum to get over this hurdle. And we've had, you know, Democrat rule for 53 years in the greater Baltimore area. A Republican has never sat in this particular seat. So we're excited.
All right. Kim Klasick, ladies and gentlemen, running for Congress, a great American patriot. Kim, God bless you. Real quick, where can people go if they want more information about your campaign?
Thank you so much. It's KimKForCongress.com. Please go on, check us out, and please support it and share even just our posts on social media, which is a huge help.
Indeed it is. All right, Kim Klasick, ladies and gentlemen, and if you haven't seen that incredible video, the campaign video that went viral, You got to check it out. It's a game changer, probably one of the best political ads I have seen in many, many years. And it's incredibly effective because it's true. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Our website again, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Stearns.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us. Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith coming up from the great state of Mississippi. Want to share this story with you. I love small businesses. You know, yesterday we were talking to the guy out of DeSoto County, Mississippi. Owns a big farm. You know, they have the restaurant and the corn mazes and the jams and the jellies and all the whatnot. Rutabagas, kumquats. No, no kumquats. I don't think they grow in Mississippi. But a lot of great fresh produce. And the guy said, you know what? Finally, enough is enough. We've got a Republican governor down in Mississippi. Kind of a little rhino-ish. And a good enough guy. but he's got these mandatory mask policies. And a lot of people in North Mississippi, and of course, we're talking about North Mississippi would be the Memphis suburbs. So what, about 150,000, 200,000 people live down in that part of the state? And people are fed up. Nobody's wearing the face masks anymore. They're saying enough is enough. And you had this business owner say, you know what? I don't care if we get fined. We're not making people wear a face mask down here. People are adults. They can make decisions for themselves. So now comes word out of Tennessee that a doctor in West Tennessee, in Jackson, Tennessee, says he will no longer provide personal information about patients who test negative for the China virus. So I want to read this press release. Somebody just sent it to me. A doctor in West Tennessee, he also owns a clinic, plans to defy a state health department order he received by email. So here's what the health department in Tennessee has just ordered every doctor in the state to do. Now listen up. They are required to provide detailed information about patients who test negative, not positive, but negative for the China virus. Why does the state want that information? It's none of their business. Why does the state of Tennessee need to know my cholesterol level? That is a question every person in Memphis ought to be asking, on the account of we've got more barbecue joints than churches over here. This is disturbing. His name is Dr. Jimmy Hoppers. He owns Physicians Quality Care in Jackson and Milan, Tennessee. And he's telling local Tennesseans, everybody in the state, to voice their concern to state representatives and local health departments about what he calls a fundamental invasion of their privacy. This is unreal. Quote, the state has no right and no legitimate or compelling medical reason to get this information about patients who are merely seeking medical care. So let's say Grace Baker. Grace Baker, you're not feeling well. You're a little peaked, as they say.
Cough. I'm just kidding. It was a fake cough,
thank
everybody.
You. All right, go stand in the
Come on, man.
Go stand in the corner. I would expect that from somebody who works at CBS, but not
Ouch, don't compare me to them, please.
So, Grace Baker, you're not feeling well. You're a little peaked. You look a little flush. So you go to the doctor.
Of course.
And the doctor says, it's all right, Grace. You don't have the China virus. You don't have to cancel your wedding. You don't have to postpone the wedding. But you do have a little touch of the flu.
Oh,
and here's some, you need to go and go down to the Walgreens and get yourself some, NyQuil or whatever they, tell you to take to get rid of the flu.
Sure.
At that point, the doctor is required now under this new rule from the state health department that he's got to send all of your personal information. So now some bureaucrat in Nashville at the state capitol knows exactly how much you weigh, what you've been eating, what your blood pressure is, how much cholesterol's in your system. I mean, they know everything about you from a health standpoint.
That's a little creepy.
It's very creepy.
Who has access to this information?
Well, clearly, you know, the Chinese are going to hack into it. So
probably.
Yeah, probably everybody in the Wuhan province is going to know about Grace Baker's medical history.
I'm already on TikTok, so that's an issue. I joined it before I
knew. Is that a medical condition, or is that just you're just offering that up?
You know, I didn't know when I was joining it, but the more I learned, I'm like, wow, I needed to go delete this.
Mm-mm-mm.
But yeah, the medical record thing is just absurd. I mean, why do they need to know all that stuff about me? Who cares about little old me?
So Dr. Hopper says, I have decided to respectfully decline to provide the information requested by the Tennessee Department of Health. In our opinion, the reporting of negative test results without the patient's consent is a clear violation of HIPAA statutes and individual rights. He's got a good point.
Mic drop.
Because I remember Grace Baker and Greg Ratliff. When I had to go in for my, for my doctor's appointment, they ask you all sorts of questions now. And when I had open heart surgery, I was in the hospital for a very long time. And I remember they just wanted to know, you got insurance? Yes. All right, great. Name, address, what's your phone number? What's your religion? So if you keel over, we need to know who to call, You don't want to look. I'm a Baptist, so you really don't want a mom showing up. I mean, no offense to the Muslims, but you want a Baptist preacher. So that's pretty much the extent of the information. But a couple of years ago, I had to go back into the hospital. They had to fix something with the heart, And I remember sitting, the woman comes in, and they're, no kidding, guys, it looked like a 700-page manual. And they're like, Mr. Starnes, so we need to ask you some questions. How are you feeling today? Well, I'm feeling all right. Do you have a fever? No, I don't have a fever. Have you had a cough? No, I haven't had a cough. Have you wanted to kill yourself lately? And you're like, wait, what? Do you own any guns, Mr. Starnes?
What was your childhood pet?
What about knives? Do you have any cutlery in your home? Well, a steak knife? What are you feeling? Are you feeling anxious, right? Well, yes, I wasn't before I came in here, but I am now. They ask all these questions that have nothing to do with whether or not you've got the sniffles.
Oh, totally agree. It's like basically filling out your own autobiography so people can read later.
And the doctor's got a good point. If you knew, and here's a question, ladies and gentlemen. If you knew that if you were going to the doctor, you weren't feeling well, you thought, oh, geez, Lou may have the China virus. So you go and you're going to get yourself tested, but you find out that even if you don't, they're going to get your information anyway. How many of you would still be willing to go and get yourself tested? And that's the big question. Remember what they were doing. A lot of the restaurants around the country, the health departments were demanding that the restaurants, what, get your name, get your telephone number, your social security number, your license plate, because they were going to track you down if somebody that was serving you down at Applebee's.
I went and got coffee the other day, and the place I went to get coffee asked me for my phone number for contact tracing. It's like, come on. I'm just trying to buy a cup of coffee.
I just make it up. I do. I don't know who they're calling.
Calling Jane Doe over there.
Marge, who's this Todd Starnes? I keep getting calls. What's going on here, Marge? He's down at Houston's quite a bit. By the way, can I just say something? If anybody from Houston's restaurant is listening, could you please bring back the chicken tenders? I love those things. Those were so tasty, but
why'd
they're
off
the menu
now.
I don't. China virus. I don't know. But they're blaming everything else on it. So there you go, folks. In Tennessee, the new orders from the health department that doctors are now required to provide all medical information, even if you test negative for the China virus. What do you think is going on with that? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.